This pizza is epic. So delicious and so easy. Do not be put off by the long list of ingredients. It's simply plenty of amazing vegetables and they come together so well. Now, I know that reading a long recipe can sometimes be a bit daunting, so I'm going to give you a few top tips in this recording on how to get this pizza right and the secrets to, well, getting a pizza out that just takes everyone's breath away. In the first instance, make sure that your starter has been fully refreshed. I always refresh mine about 8 hours before I'm going to mix my dough. Think of it as being a triangle, if you like. So if I wanted to bake and eat on a Saturday, I would refresh my starter on a Friday morning, mix my dough Friday night, and then bake my pizzas after they've fermented on Saturday. You can always put your dough in the fridge once it's fermented. It holds very well there. Now, another top tip, when I come to think about it, is to use plenty of polenta underneath your pizza. I always ask my students to do a little shimmy shake when they're putting the pizza into the oven, because sliding a pizza onto a baking stone in an oven can be very difficult if it's stuck to the tin or to the pizza paddle. Don't worry, if you're at home and you haven't got a pizza stone, there are two things that you could use instead. You can simply use a normal baking tin and just heat it up. Or you can use a baking stone. I actually use a terracotta tile, which I got as a sample from a shop once a long time ago. It does very well as a cheap and easy pizza stone for those people who don't have enough money to go out and buy a fancy one. I simply put a little bit of oil on it and then cooked it on 200 degrees until it was seasoned, and hey presto, a pizza stone made out of a terracotta tile. It's also really important when you put your pizza in the oven to make sure your oven is very hot. It is the secret to those wonderful Italian-style pizzas that you get. I'm just actually trying to get a pizza out of the oven as we speak. Hold on 1 second. There we go. The place smells amazing. Now, when it comes to getting your pizza to look like a professional one, there are a couple of little tricks. Don't worry about the shape of it. A pizza will taste good whether you get it perfectly round or not. But if you get a little bit of olive oil and brush it around the outside of the crust, the oil will protect the outside crust from burning and make it golden and delicious. The same with your vegetables. I'll often toss my vegetables around in just a little bit of olive oil, and then they kind of, well, sort of fry, I suppose, on top of the pizzas. It stops them from burning in the heat, makes them moist, and, well, it's one of those little secrets. Like fresh herbs, if you can add some fresh herbs as you serve, even better. So the last two tips that I will give you for enjoying your pizza is to use a botanical blend flour if you can to create that diversity, which is key, that diversity, and to use a live finish at the end. Now, I know that sounds a little crazy, a live finish, but the kind of finishes I'm talking about are a handful of kimchi or a small little bit of sauerkraut or maybe a little bit of miso that's been let down with a little bit of water. And just because those live rich probiotic finishes are actually very, very good for your gut microbes. Don't forget to share your pizza. I think the real secret has to be to invite people over and just, well, choose your favourite toppings with your favourite people. I hope you enjoy this pizza. It's a very special one that's been developed for Adro. It's an amazing space. The bakery is at the Guts Cafe. And the team that's led by Professor David Veal, well, I know them all very well. And they're amazing. And this approach is what we call nutritional psychiatry. And if you're wondering how it works, well, I guess the most simple way of explaining it is that the microbes in your gut are, well, they're like Oompa Loompas. They are busy community down in your gut, making lots and lots of things, including the chemicals and the metabolites, the neurotransmitters that your brain needs to function properly. So when you feed your microbes with all these wonderful colours and fibre and probiotics, they're happy because they have the materials to make the things that your brain and your body needs to function. But more importantly, perhaps, is that they're listening to you laughing and having fun, and they can relax and do their job. You know, if you're happy, they're happy. It really is that simple. So enjoy the pizza and share it. And yes, most importantly, have fun.